Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a jungle leaning, old school D&B Reese in Ableton Live 12, but we're not just making it big, we're making it speak. The goal is crisp transients on the front of the note, and dusty mids in the body, so the bass hits with attitude and still sits cleanly under the break. This matters because in jungle and old school D&B, the bass is not only about sub weight, the midrange is where the character lives. That's where the bass answers the drums, where it pushes against the snare, and where it gives you that early rave, slightly worn, sample-like energy. If the attack is too soft, the bass feels late. If the mids are too clean, it sounds modern and polite. We want punch, grime, and control. So start simple. Create a MIDI track and load Wavedable. Don't overthink the pattern yet. Give yourself one or two bars, and begin with a single note or a really simple root and fifth idea. That's important because bass patches always behave differently once the drums are in. A solo drone can feel huge and still fail in the drop. A simple phrase tells you much more about the transient, the movement, and the groove. Now build the core Reese. Use two saw-style oscillators or anything harmonically rich and similar. Keep the detune subtle, not wide and glossy, just enough beating to create movement. If it's too clean, increase the detune a touch. If it starts sounding like a chorus pad, pull it back. What you're listening for here is a slow, restless shimmer. It should feel alive, but not seasick. Why this works in D&B is simple. Old school Reese tones come from harmonics rubbing against each other. That slight clash gives you the dusty motion that works so well over breaks. It's not about a giant synth effect. It's about controlled instability. Now shape the front of the note with the amp envelope. Keep the attack very short, almost instant, but not so sharp that it turns into a nasty click. Then use a short or medium decay depending on whether you want a stabby hit or a more rolling feel. Sustain can sit a bit lower if you want more pluck, or higher if you want the note to hold. Release should stay tight enough that the line remains clean between notes. What to listen for is the front edge. The note should arrive immediately. It should feel like it speaks before the body blooms. If the bass seems to hide behind the break, the attack is too soft. If it becomes too percussive and loses weight, give the decay a little more room. Now we'd add the dusty mids. Put saturator after Wavedable. This is where the sound starts to get that worn, early jungle character. You're not just making it louder. You're generating harmonics that read on smaller speakers and give the bass more mid-range presence. Start with moderate drive, somewhere around a few dB, and use soft clip if you want the edge to stay controlled. Then trim the output so you're not fooled by volume. What to listen for here is texture. The bass should start to feel more three-dimensional. The mids should gain a dusty rasp, not a fizzy top-end mess. If it gets harsh or tiring, back off the drive and bring the output down. A little saturation goes a long way. At this point, split the job between low control and mid character. Add EQA to after the saturator. If you're using a separate sub, you can high-pass the Reese layer a bit more aggressively, maybe somewhere in the 80 to 120 Hz zone depending on the track. Then clean out some mud in the 200 to 400 Hz area if it starts sounding boxy. If there's a brittle edge in the upper mids, soften that a little around the 2 to 5 kHz range. This is a key decision. Is this patch your full range bass, or is it really the mid-range layer with a separate sub underneath? For beginner workflow, I'd strongly recommend treating it as the mid-range layer if the kick and sub already have a role in the track. That keeps the low end disciplined and lets the Reese focus on character. Now add movement, but keep it restrained. Auto filter is perfect here. Use it after the dirt if you want the filter to react to the driven tone, or earlier if you want a cleaner sweep. Keep the cutoff movement small and musical. We're not doing a giant EDM reveal. We're adding pressure. A gentle low-pass move or a narrow band of focus can make the bass feel like it's breathing with the phrase. You've got two good approaches. One is static grime. Keep the filter mostly still and let detune plus saturation do the work. That's great for dark rollers and heavy stepping grooves. The other is animated phrase movement, where you automate the cutoff over one or two bars so the line opens and closes slightly. That works beautifully in jungle style call and response. Just keep it tight. Small moves, strong intent. What to listen for now is whether the bass feels like it's moving with a rhythm instead of floating on top of it. If it starts stepping on the snare, reduce the depth. If it feels too flat, add a little more cutoff motion or refine the envelope. Now bring in a drum loop immediately. This is non-negotiable. Old school D&B lives or dies by the relationship between bass and break. Put the bass under a classic break, or at least a kick and snare pattern with some syncopation. You're checking whether the transient punches through, whether the mids clash with the snare crack, and whether the groove still feels tight. If the bass disappears behind the drums, tighten the envelope, or add a touch more saturation. If it fights the snare, take a little out of the 2 to 5 kHz area. That's the real test. Not how it sounds soloed, but how it behaves in the pocket. A really useful pro move here is to print it to audio once the tone is close. Don't wait forever. Resample the good take, then start editing the waveform. This makes the sound feel more like a sampled instrument and less like a pristine synth preset. You can trim note tails tighter, nudge a note a few milliseconds earlier or later, leave a little gap before a snare hit, or copy a phrase and vary the ending. That tiny amount of audio editing often gives you more old-school character than another plugin ever will. And honestly, once the note attack is clear and the mids have texture, it's usually better to stop adding more processing. More gear doesn't always mean more vibe. Now shape the groove. In old-school jungle and DNB, the rhythm of the bass is just as important as the tone. Make a simple phrase with one hit on the downbeat, a short answer after the snare, and a variation in the second bar. Don't make every note the same length. Mix short stabs with slightly longer holds. That contrast gives the line a talking, syncopated feel. What to listen for is space. Does the bass leave room for the snare? Does it answer the break instead of sitting on top of it? Does it feel like a proper drop phrase, not just a looped preset? Before you call it done, do a mono check. This is a big one. Keep the sub stable and centered, and let width live mostly in the mids. If the patch sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, the width is doing too much of the work. Use utility to check, and if needed, reduce, detune, or narrow the stereo feel. In DNB, the bass has to hold up in club conditions, not just sound wide in headphones. One more reminder here, build the patch in two passes. First make it groove as a musical bassline, then make it old school. If you chase dirt before the note shape is right, you usually end up with a noisy preset that doesn't actually move. Get the rhythm right first, then add the grime. If you want a darker variation, keep the filter lower and the highs more controlled. If you want a stabby version, shorten the decay and tighten the sustain. If you want a rougher broken speaker edge, push the saturation a little harder, but don't let it become fizz. The identity should live in the dusty midrange, not in brittle distortion. So here's the recap. We started with a simple note idea in Waveedable, used two detuned oscillators to create a living Reis motion, shaped a crisp transient with the envelope, added dusty mids with saturator, controlled the spectrum with EQ8, and gave it movement with auto filter without turning it into an overblown sweep. Then we checked it against drums, printed it to audio, tightened the phrasing, and made sure it still worked in mono. That's the sound of a proper jungle-leaning DNB bass tool. Tight at the front, gritty in the mids, stable in the low end, and readable against the break. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one cleaner version first, then a dirtier version. Keep the sub stable, keep the width restrained, and make one of them clearly win in a drum loop. Bounce the best take to audio and do one tiny edit to improve the phrasing. If it punches, grinds, and still holds together in mono, you've got something real. Go make it hit.